Hello, Sharon.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So, first of all, talk about your 800 this morning. How did it feel?
It felt very good because I was with Ashwood and Carlin, and I wanted to stay with them. And then the last 200, I wanted to go a little bit in front. And I did a personal best, so that was great.
Very good. Very good. Were you expecting to go a best time?
I needed to, because otherwise you don't have the final. So I needed to, and I think I thought when I was with the two girls, I was like, I think this is a personal best, and it was.
Do you think you have a faster time in you for the final?
I hope so. I hope to swim faster.
Okay. The 400 freestyle in which you won a medal, were you expecting that at all before the race?
I didn't expect it after the open water, but when I swim 4:05 in the morning, I was like, maybe I can swim 4:03. And it was 4:03, and then I was fighting for the medal, and that's it happened.
Katie Ledecky, obviously, so far ahead of the rest of the world. But when you were swimming in the 400, and even tomorrow when you're in the 800, what are your thoughts about her and how she's been able to? I guess does she inspire you? How do you feel about her?
She definitely inspires me, but she's amazing. All the girls and this morning was like, oh, the championship record is 8:13, and it was her time on the 1500, and we were like, wow, that's amazing, how did she do that? And I don't know how she does it.
Last question, the lap counters at the bottom of the pool,
mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
It's not so good when you have 1500, because when you see the first one and you're like, oh, I have 29 left. But on the 800, I don't watch it every time. I watch it like at the end when I see 7, I'm like, oh, I'm almost there. So, but it's definitely good to know when you're not counting that you have it on the bottom, because otherwise you have to put on your head. And so it's good.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.